welcome to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
As an entrepreneur, you really don't have the luxury of freedom and flexibility. That's just a mindset that stems from the shift between employee and entrepreneur. You still have to decide on your opening hours, what you can and cannot sell, what you can and cannot do, what do you offer, what's part of what you're doing as a, for your own business. For most new entrepreneurs, you just bought yourself a very expensive job. The most successful person in the room is also the person who has failed the most. We have to keep failing and keep moving forward in order to get better. What matters is how you face adversity that will allow you to get better at whatever it is that you're doing. That's what makes the ride worthwhile. That's what makes that entrepreneurial roller coaster worthwhile. Anything is possible as long as you don't quit. You have to make sure you're clear on your why. Is your why strong enough to make the right decisions when the little stuff happens along the way? The only thing you know for sure is that you'll never succeed if you quit. I'm going to share 5 things with you to become super successful. The first one is to be consistent. Find out what you want and what exactly is going to be your next move to get there. You can't go to the gym once a month and work out for 14 hours in one go. You have to do that day by day and build those habits. You have to have a level of urgency. Don't wait building your business until you get laid off, because 99% of people wait until the very last minute. You have to get going right now. And you have to focus on becoming profitable. Get past that first initial survival stage. Being broke is not a fun place to be. Start making some income and generate some cash flow. And then don't quit. You have to harness the energy you have and make it work for you. Commit to your goal and stick to it. Take action and make a decision to not quit, even if it's going to get hard. Along the way, celebrate small wins instead of always saying, "I'm not there yet." Don't try to do everything on your own. Ask for help when needed. Ask your questions. Reach out for additional support, for additional coaching to help you get to where you want to be. Stay in touch with your mentors and coaches. You don't have to be perfect and do it all by yourself. Accept the mistakes you've made in the past and then get past those mistakes. Because in the end of the day, you can only impact your own efforts, nobody else's. You are in control of what you're building, even if you think or feel that you aren't. Because I really hate seeing people give up on their dream. In the beginning, people will mock you for starting out on your own and becoming independent. When I first started writing my book, nobody thought it was ever going to go anywhere. And eventually that ended up being a number one best-selling book. If I hadn't started and if I hadn't been persistent in taking it all the way it could go, I would have never seen that success. If I had never written the first page of that book, at which point it was just an email, I never thought it was actually going to be a book, it would have never become a number one bestseller. And a lot of people that mock you now, you will serve them later as you don't give up on yourself. You will get the chance to serve them sometime when you have the confidence and skills to help them out. So stop drifting. When you don't have a course clearly defined, you're drifting. A lot of sales are designed to do that, including the many success seminars out there. We all feel stuck at times, and if we don't know exactly where we're going, we're being pulled in a certain direction automatically. Stop being a bully to yourself. Have you seen any of those anti-bullying campaigns lately? We bully ourselves every day with negative self-talk, not believing in yourself. Nothing really matters if you have enough self-esteem. Yet, the prettiest women don't see their own beauty, and guys are afraid to talk to them because they don't believe in themselves and feel uncertain. So again, what is it that you want in the next 3 to 5 years? Go after it. Because to win, you have to be a good person. Do the work that you want to do. Build what you want to build with the right intentions. Work on the right things and give it time to allow your actions to compound. You cannot take shortcuts. There's no shortcut to success. Winners win and losers lose, and there's no in between. I want to be a winner, and I commit to that in everything I do in life. Because once you start setting those intentions, the universe will bring things to you and on your path. Because Everything is energy, and the universe is always looking for two like energies so they can be brought together. So words have power. Losing weight is like losing your car keys. You'll find them again. When I was in Asia, I realized there's actually no weight loss centers there, but there's slim down centers. They word it slightly different. So don't use negative language, as it will not empower you. And it will attract that like energy of negativity, of actually what you don't want. What you focus on expands. The right way to say it is to use positive language, as that positive language will empower you and attract what it is that you want on your path.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community.